Galatians 4, verses 1 through 7. My point is this: heirs, as long as they are minors, are no better than slaves, though they are the owners of all the property, but they remain under guardians and trustees until the date set by the Father. So with us, while we were minors, we were enslaved to the elemental spirits of the world. But when the fullness of time had come, God sent his Son, born of a woman, born under the law, in order to redeem those who were under the law, so that we might receive adoption as children. And because we are children, God has sent the Spirit of his Son into our hearts, crying, "Abba, Father." So you are no longer a slave, but a child. And if a child, then also an heir through God. This is the word of God for the people of God. So the Apostle Paul begins in verse 1 by reminding heirs that as long as they are minors, they are no better than slaves. So what is an heir? An heir is a recipient of something, of land, home, wealth, something. We are heirs. We are heirs of the great love that has been given to us through Jesus Christ. We are heirs of salvation. The recipient, the heir, is given a blessing. In Old Testament times, a child would receive a blessing from his father at the appropriate time. And that child would be the heir to all of the land or all of the wealth. Usually it was the oldest son. In America, we don't have to wait to get blessings. And that is such a wonderful thing. In fact, I think about our graduates and I think about the love and the support and the encouragement that they've gotten from their families, from teachers, from the community, before they even graduated. All this time, they've been given love and attention, and they didn't have to wait. So I thought that, I could look at the scripture today and maybe kind of tease the young people and say, well, you've been like slaves, and now you're going to be free. But I can't do that. I thought at least I would be able to tease them about having to do chores and how they were free from having to do chores. But I hear that Daniel cleans his room, he does laundry, he gets the mail, he even takes out the trash with a willing spirit. Daniel, that's so great. And Beth told me that Clay is the most orderly person in their household. In fact, he might get a little upset when everybody else has stuff out of place. So, yeah, I thought I could tease Jonathan about, being forced to study and how, they might say, get on the books, Jonathan. But indeed, here he is, not only completing his high school courses, but already into college courses. He's free. He's made wonderful decisions. These guys have made wonderful decisions in their freedom. That's what God wants for us. God wants us to be wonderful recipients of his love and free. Free to serve him well. Free to do all that he has called us to do. Heirs. Heirs to his kingdom. Free heirs. What a wonderful thing it is. So we are hardly slaves. We are only slaves to our passions, to our human passions, to our sinful nature. Sometimes we're slaves to that. But Christ has come to make us free from these as well. God wants us to be free. And verse 4 and 5 tells us that God sent Jesus to redeem those who had to obey the law so that they could become children of God. You might remember the Hebrew people were slaves to all kinds of laws. What they could eat, what they couldn't eat, how they had to sacrifice, what they needed to sacrifice for certain reasons. So many laws, on and on and on, until it just held them down. In verse 6, Paul tells us that we are children of God and we are heirs and recipients of all good things God our Father gives to us. And we don't have to wait. Because the kingdom of God is now. It starts now. It is now. It is when we receive Jesus Christ. We are a part of the kingdom of God. Children of God. Heirs to life eternal. Now, I was so happy to hear Daniel's graduation speech when he was standing before people a couple of weeks back. And he didn't have to be told to thank his parents. He was just profuse in his praise of his mom and dad, thanking them for all that they had done for him. You even thanked your brother. That's kind of incredible. Yeah. It's great. That's the way God wants us to be with him, our Heavenly Father, just profusely thanking him for all that he has given to us. Just thanking him with joy in our hearts and celebrating. Now, our culture is very different from the Hebrew culture. We have freedoms in this country that most people in the world don't experience. And so we are free right now, right this minute, to enjoy being children of God. We celebrate that. We celebrate that today. Now, our graduates are growing up. They're becoming more mature. They're going out into the world, you know, to save turtles and to go to seminary and to love on the people around them. And to love on new people that they're going to meet. They're free. They're maturing. But they're still children of God. I remember with my brother, when we got to the point where we're not far apart in age. We both got to, you know, that age 18-ish. And he was kind of more mature than I was. So he got there faster than me, even though he's younger. But anyway, we sat together and we said, we do not want to grow up. We just don't want to grow up. Because we had wonderful childhoods. Our father and our mother loved us so much and blessed us so much. The nice thing about us, we don't ever have to stop being children of God. Even though you're going into the world, graduates, you're still a child of God. And that is awesome. When I was a child, physically a child, my favorite author was C.S. Lewis, because C.S. Lewis wrote the Chronicles of Narnia. And I learned a lot about Jesus without even knowing he was teaching me through Aslan the Lion and all of the characters in his books. And then when I got older, I started to read some of his deeper works, and I found Mere Christianity, which I just loved. And so in closing here, we're going to have a short message today so we can celebrate. I just want to share with you some words from Mere Christianity, a quote from C.S. Lewis. This is what he says. The ordinary idea which we all have before we become Christians is this. We take as a starting point our ordinary self with its various desires and interests. We then admit something else, and we call it morality or decent behavior. It has a claim on us. Some of the things the ordinary self wanted to do they're now called wrong. Well, we must give them up. Other things which the self did not want to do turn out to be what is right. Well, we have to do them, but we are hoping that when all the demands have been met, the poor natural self will still have a chance at some time to get on with its own life and do what it likes to do, because we're still taking our natural self as the starting point. Lewis goes on, the Christian way is different, both harder and easier. Christ says, give me all. I don't want so much of your time or so much of your money or so much of your work. I want you. I have not come to torment your natural self, but to kill it. No half measures are good. I don't want to cut off a branch here and a branch there. I want to cut down the whole tree. I don't want to cut off a branch. I want the whole tree. I don't want to drill the tooth or crown it or dip it, but to have it out. Hand over the whole natural self, all desires which you think innocent, as well as the ones you think wicked, the whole outfit. I will give you a new self instead. In fact, I will give you myself. My own shall become yours. So as we look at the last verse from Paul today, we see that what we inherit as God's children is God's Spirit. God wants to give us all of His Spirit. God wants to fill us with His Spirit so that our natural selves, the slaves to sin, the slaves to death, they're gone. He makes us a new creation. And when God's Spirit comes into our hearts, then we truly know God in every way, and we are truly 100% His children. So the message this morning to our graduates especially is that while you are becoming adults, you are still children. While you're going your own way, you are still called to go God's way. And as you go, you have something to share with the world. I don't know if you know who Keith Green is, but Keith Green said these words: "This generation of believers that you and me are a part of, we are responsible for this generation of souls all over the world. We're responsible for them. We are responsible to pray daily for them." We are responsible for this generation. We're so blessed today to have some wonderful representatives from this generation, representatives that give me hope for the future of our country, the future of the world, the future of Christianity. That's a good thing to celebrate. We promise that we will continue to pray for you, graduates. You're still a part of us in every way. We promise we will. We pray a blessing on you today, and we pray that you will live out the life that God has called you to. And now, brothers and sisters, let us take a moment as we prepare to come to the table to celebrate together, being a part of God's family, being children of God. Let us take a moment to confess our sins silently to the Lord. Let us pray.